The original assignment on this from the Wichita Art Museum was to do an installation for their color party. Every year they do a different color theme. This year's theme is midnight, so that's a color now. The assignment was, and in keeping with the rest of the environmental art that they'll have going on and the event design, the assignment was to create something that communicates the concept of the passage of time, with midnight somehow being central to that theme. They want it to feel uncomfortable. They want it to show the malleability of time, how time can seem to go faster at some times, slower at other times. They wanted to show motif and repetition, and they wanted us to create something that involved the viewer very much emotionally in this.
So how do you do that without sound in 60 seconds and for a milling crowd? Wynn Ponder and the guys at Cinema One went to work.
Video production, marketing in general, usually happens at the last minute. I think part of that is that clients don't always understand what is involved in shooting a video, the huge undertaking it is to go out and gather the footage, bring the footage into the computer, creatively manipulate the footage so that it tells the story they're looking for. When we add CG, animation, compositing, modeling of animated components, that gets about five times as big.
Got it? We'll break it down in a minute. Cinema One is a video and effects house, and they produce Illusion. CG, or computer-generated images, backgrounds, even characters, is one of their tools. The effects houses have traditionally been in L.A., but L.A. is an expensive place to work, and computers can move around, so why not Wichita? Wynn Ponder.
One of the things that's happening in the CG industry in L.A., and there was a big, horrible story surrounding the Life of Pi and all the beautiful CG work that was done there, because they're not able to charge enough anymore. There are getting to be so many people who can do such incredible work that the prices are really being driven down.
What happened with the Life of Pi?
As Ang Lee was accepting his Oscar for that movie, Rhythm and Hues, the company that did all the CG work on it, had to bid that job so low that they were literally closing their doors at the same time. The film art directors are willing to pay less because they can get it for less. The advantage of coming to Wichita is that the cost of living is lower here. We can still work in LA. We can still be shooting files back and forth with our fiber optic lines from the computers and the servers we work on. And it's a slower lifestyle. The folks that have come in here that are working with us now are glad to not have to drive 2 hours on LA freeways just to go to work.
In a studio, a girl walks on a treadmill. She's carrying an old-fashioned lantern. There are no other objects or atmospheres. She's in front of a green screen. The green is that bright and quite unattractive color that's not often found in people's clothing. It's far away from skin tones and hair color. And so the process explained by Michael Rafaelovich is to remove the green and replace it with the scenery or whatever we want.
We started off with this shot of her walking on a treadmill. And what I did is I went into the computer and using some math and some techniques we use as compositors, we eventually ended up with having a black and white image representation of her. Now, for computers, we need those images, those black and white images, to tell the computer what is transparent and what is opaque. So, for example, where it's black, then the computer will know that it's transparent. And when it's white, then you know, the computer knows, okay, this is opaque. And it's not easy as just turning one image into black and white because there's a lot of transparency going on and there's a lot of hair details, for example, going on. And now, after I've done the black and white image, what I did is I took that black and white image and punched a hole to get rid of all the green.
And this what is do how you mean, we, punched a hole? How do you do
that? This is like a cookie cutter. Think about this as a cookie cutter where I cut a template.
The green can be replaced by B-roll shots from Old Town, bricks and moons and smoke. And there is a hallway of clocks, none of them alike, none of them worried in the least about how the others are keeping time. Ryan Todd is the visual effects supervisor for Cinema One.
the computer, for as smart as the computer is very stupid, creatively speaking. Like, for instance, with Michael and what he does, and he's talking about taking a two-dimensional flat video telling the computer this is actually three-dimensional space. Well, this is what I'm having to do here, is the computer sees that I'm creating points in space. So just like geometry that you take in high school and you learn to plot points, well, that's essentially what this is it's plotting hundreds of thousands of points in space and then connecting the dots. Now, given you don't do it that way, I don't have to go in and do the math of everything. That's all under the hood. But that at the very ground level, that's what's going on here. The computer will take four points that are plotted in space and create a surface. It's the computer's way of judging light information. You can tell the computer if this face is shiny, if it is very flat, if it's like an eggshell or a high gloss, if it's like a brick or a wood. You set up parameters. It doesn't really recognize what it's doing, but you just set enough parameters that you're basically brute forcing it into believing that's what you're doing.
The original project for the Wichita Art Museum was a huge success, and so Cinema One decided to do a full music video with the elements of time and midnight and music. It's called String Theory by Fox. And now Wynn Ponder knows that they have a good team that works well together and that they have the start of a new Hollywood business in Wichita.
This has been a great project to see how the new team, some of us are not a new team, some of us have been together for years and years, some new members on the team, and this has been a good proving ground to see how we collaborate. And that's really the fun of it, is putting your minds together, coming up with a jewel that no one person on the team could have done alone. Every project needs some good cinematography. The lighting has to be great. The camera work has to be great. The frame composition has to be great. Take that and put it with the talents that we have on the 3D and effects and animation side, and you really expand your menu of the kinds of visual stories you can tell.
For KMUW News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc.